for the freedom of the promised land. Oh, for those who have walked before us, Lord, for those who are coming after us. Help us to remember that we are your kids and that you love us. We're looking at your book again, Lord, so of course we're going to need your help. Help us to know what it is you need us to learn today, and then please give us the power to do it so we can be of maximum service to you and to each other. In Jesus' name, amen. So, anyone get uncomfortable when Mother Superior was reading the scripture today? Liars. Let me see your hands. You weren't uncomfortable with any of that? Oh, my Lord, we're not doing our job. So what jumps off the page at you? Liar, love, hate, fear. We love because Christ first loved us. I should sit down now, shouldn't I, Nate? Those who say, I love God and hate their brother or sister are liars. You see, I don't hate anyone, I just dislike people. Some really dislike. And you wonder, did your mother have any children that lived? Right? What is your excuse? Huh. Those who they loved don't love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. Blister the varnish. Getting a little close, right? Strong words, strong emotion, hate. Whew. So, what do you do when you're low on love, right? Something that's been really helpful for me for a couple of weeks now is going to communion every single Sunday. It helps receive that love. So then we can try to go out and love others. Something about that visible, tangible means of grace that says, oh yeah, there is a God and it's not me. And I'm loved. What do you do when you're low on love? Do you try to conjure up some sheer force of will? What's your strategy for treating a troubled relationship? Do you do the, I'm going to try harder. My spouse needs forgiveness. I don't know, but I'm going to give it a chance and I'm going to give it. I don't care how much it hurts. I'm going to be nice to that bum. I clean that up. I'm supposed to love my neighbor? Oh, by golly, I'll try. So what do? We try, and we clench our teeth, and our jaw gets all locked up. We're going to try to love others, and that might kill us. But you know what? Maybe we're missing something. Maybe something comes before this. Isn't that how it was read and how it was written? Could it be that the first step of love toward others actually first comes from him, the guy on the cross, him. Could it be that the secret of loving is receiving? Because God first loved us, we can love others. Because he first loved us. That's verse 19, right? You see, God loves you. This is a corny saying that you've heard since Christ was a corporal, right? If God had a refrigerator, your picture would be on it. If God had a wallet, your picture would be in the wallet, right? He sends you flowers every spring and sunshine every morning. And when you want to talk, he He's always willing to listen. God is crazy about you. That's the kind of God we have. Why? I don't know. We've done nothing to deserve or earn that love, right? Embrace the fact that you are love. So, now, is there a connection between love and fear? Anyone ever been afraid? This is the Lutheran aerobic time to make sure you're still awake. I had six go out on me last Sunday. So yesterday, yeah. Love, anyone ever been afraid? Fear. Think of a time in your life when you were afraid. Boot camp or before you go, anyway. You know, your mouth gets dry, right? There's moist palms on your hands. Your pulse is pounding. Your eyes are darting all over the place. Your heart is up in your throat. You know in a moment, you know exactly what that's like. Being pulled over or stopped by the police department, police officers. Police officers have stirred more prayers than 1,000 preachers. Maybe you have, anyone not been arrested? Oh. You mean I'm the only one? Oh my goodness. Yes, right? And you think your mind goes and thinks back to was I speeding? What did I do? How fast was I going? And then there's a lovely police officer just standing at your window. No one likes the thought of judgment. There is no fear in love. Perfected and perfect love drives out fear. Perfect love, did you see that line in there? Perfect love. What does perfect love look like? Here's the answer, ready? Guess what it is? Jesus. Jesus is perfect love. Jesus is perfect love. So, want to become more willing? Begin by accepting your place as a dearly loved child, right? Be imitators. This is, I'm skipping to a different chapter and verse and book. Ephesians says it this way, the book at Ephesus. Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and to live a life of love just as Christ loved you. So you want to learn to forgive. Anyone have difficulty with forgiveness? Wow. Thank you. Two people just told the truth. The rest of you are liars. Right? Said so. Yeah. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Want to learn how to forgive? Then maybe consider the fact that you have been forgiven. It's part of what the cross is about. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ forgave you. That's Ephesians as well. Almost done. We've got less than half a page. The single page is mine. Anyone have difficulty with patience? I love that. Do you ever have the prayer with the Lord? Hey, Lord, give me patience, and would you hurry up? Yeah. Patience, patience, patience. Lord, give me patience. Oh, here's a great one. Do you have relatives that you really clean that up now, Kurt? Who can really be delightfully challenging? Was that tactful? Yeah. Ungrateful relatives, cranky neighbors. Anyone been a cranky neighbor to anybody else? No, it's always them, not us, right? God puts up with you and with me when we act the same, right? He's kind to the ungodly and ungrateful and wicked. That's the kind of God we have. And you know what? We can't do this by ourselves. We cannot do this by ourselves, not without God's help. So if you need help, ask. How does that old saying go? I can't, God can, I'm going to let him. Turn your will and your life over to the care of God every day. Surrender your life to him. So what is love? Well, worldly love is what? It's primarily about what makes you feel good, right? It does not take into account that God defines as good. Worldly love is about our comfort and our distress and our desires. We fall in and out of love depending on how we feel. Be careful with your emotions. You see, godly love, I believe, is completely different than that. To the Christian, love is an act of the will and it's a response to the truth, God's truth. We choose to love even when we don't in the moment feel like it because God tells us that we must love. Wow. The more we love, and the more unlikely people that we love, the more we resemble God, who, after all, loves ornery creatures like us. Yeah. Okay, last, two quotations from what we just read. God showed us how much he loved by sending his only son into the world that we might have eternal life through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but God loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away all of our sins. That's 1 John 4, verses 9 and 10, a good one to memorize. And at last, dear friends, since God has loved you so much, we surely ought to love one another. Thanks be to God. Amen.